Happy Happy Christmas Eve, everyone. Happy Merry Christmas weekend. One more week before New Year's Eve and New Year's Day into the arrival of 2012. So just happy Merry Christmas Eve. Again, I'm anxious. I beat this Black Talk Radio ID announcement. Oh, my God. So excited to start the show this morning, I guess, huh? I've already had my hot cocoa and everything. Before I begin, let me say may God grant me the words to speak his thoughts throughout this time with my 31K listeners. yes, so I thank you again for your support and for viewing my profile at Culture Shock Entertainment, hyphen or space Beth, blogtalkradio.com. Okay, I really appreciate you. This is great, and aren't you excited for the holiday? You know, those celebrating Hanukkah, happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa is very close. I love celebrating Kwanzaa. I do my best to recognize each day the best of my ability. There's usually events in the Jackson area, and I guess other areas also, huh? So we'll talk more about Kwanzaa when Kwanzaa approaches, but today is Christmas Eve, the eve of what we celebrate is Christ Day, Jesus Christ's birthday, and of course celebrate Santa Claus, and shout out to Mrs. Claus. Mrs. Claus has a lot to deal with also. You know, we think and talk about her, but that lady, wow, much support and shout out goes out to Mrs. Claus. Because, you know, she has a lot too, huh? She has a lot to deal with and be very supportive of her hubby and just, you know, the things that she must manage and deal with also. And dealing with, you know, she has to deal with the elves also. And just us, the fans, the ones that love, those of us that support and believe in Santa and Mrs. Claus, she must, you know, deal with us and always have on a happy smile with us. And so, you know, shout out to Mrs. Claus and Santa. Yesterday, I posted another Ustream channel, which a show activity of Santa Claus and also Santa Claus Christmas tree and so on. So check out my Twitter page and my Facebook pages and so on. At Beth Williams, my Facebook page is Miss Beth Nelson. You know, my MySpace page, LinkedIn, all of my things, like most of you, are linked in together. So pretty much I tweet out the Ustream page. It blurts out to all my, snowballs out to all my other links. And my sublinks also, because I, you know, the sublinks that I'm affiliated with also, I pretty much have linked up with any and everything. But as I do my best to keep my word, we will talk about holiday cleaning and also talk about sports. This is a big sports weekend. And I must shout out the Clippers because, you know, I think Chris Paul is happy where he's at. What do you think? So I'm a big fan and supporter of Chris. And to be honest, I prefer to send him with the Clippers because the Clippers is an amazing team. The past few years, they've really, really been growing. And Mo Williams and Blake Griffin, and then they have a couple of new additions, right? Is it true that is Matt Barnes now a Clipper? Is that true? I could have sworn I received an email yesterday or the day before that Matt Barnes is becoming a Clipper. You know, I get so much information where I'm like, okay, wow. So much. So is he really a Clipper? That's a very good addition also to the team. And remember, you can call in and listen to the show, 714-409-0614. I do have my switchboard up. And I'm checking out who calls in to listen to the show. If Reg Ruffneck calls in. I'll try my best to link him in because he might want to share his perspective on tomorrow's big games on Christmas Day, Boston at New York. Boston is like his favorite team, one of his favorite teams. The Mavs is his favorite team, but just like, you know, we have the right to have favorite teams, right? Not one favorite team. So Boston at New York, I think that should be a good game. And, of course, Miami at Dallas, watching the finals replay play all over again. So that's definitely be a matchup. And there's a lot of drama going on with the Mavs also. News going on with Mark Cuban and Russ Perot Jr. dealing with the parking situation at American Airlines Center. So I get more and more information on that. I'll share that info with you all also. But they're like tagging it, billionaire versus billionaire, you know, where, you know, Mr. Mark, who I love so much, is supposed to be suing Mr. Ross Perot Jr. Well, I've always been a big supporter of the Perot family also, but wow. So when I get more information, I'll share that with you all. And if you have more info, please share it with me, tweet it to me, post it on my pages and so ever. And even you, Mark and Brian, keep me up to date, please. And Monday Night Football, what we have, Atlanta at New Orleans in the Big Easy. And the Cowboys. Well, wondering what's going on, huh? Cowboys and Eagles? Wow. I kept seeing reports that Jerry Jones is real seriously like fearing the Eagles, you know, because the Eagles are nothing to play with. And so I couldn't believe what I was hearing because, you know, I'm still getting over this cold flu. So I'm like, okay. Am I hearing this right? Is this a joke or what? My bad, Jerry Jones. He's like fearful of what the Eagles can do. So I'm sure the Cowboys would do what they do, would do that thing too. I'm quite sure it would be a competitive game. So it's not that he doesn't have belief in his team, but he just knows, well, I guess, what the Eagles can do too. So I was kind of surprised to hear those reports that Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is fearful of. I honestly heard them use the word scared, but I don't want to say that. But that's what I heard, you know, and was reading and seeing. I'm sure you all know the reports I'm talking about. So please. Keep me updated. I'm not missing it all. I get information from sources directly, and also I get information obviously from other media outlets. And, you know, wow, this is just amazing. But I'm going to do my best to keep my word, like I said, to talk about holiday cleaning tips and have quite a bit to share with you and some links also to share with you. And I received more email greeting cards yesterday. I'm going to shout out Miss Janet Jackson. You all know how much I love Janet Jackson, love the Jackson family. I mean, the American dream, the Jackson family should definitely be right next to the, if it was like you look in the Webster's Dictionary or Wikipedia and look for American dream, how to accomplish, or look for how to, examples of families that accomplished the American dream, the Jackson family definitely should be, if not the top family, in the top three of American families that are setting a perfect example of achieving the American dream. Those of you that are big supporters of Janet Jackson, I'm sure you received the same greeting card. It's just beautiful. And then also she tweeted it out on her Twitter handle, at Janet Jackson. Just beautiful. Thank you so much, Miss Janet. Love you. Just beautiful. Good. We received a few more cards also. But I just wanted to send a shout out to Janet Jackson and her family and loved ones and her fans and friends and so on, because the greeting card was just so beautiful. I had just checked my email and I was like, wow, this is a beautiful card. And then when I looked on Twitter, they had tweeted it out to sharing it with the Twitter followers and so on. So it was just amazing. So if you all don't follow Janet, you need to follow Janet and keep up with what's going on. But she's always working. She's definitely a businesswoman also. But there's some more sports news also. Right now I'm tuned to ESPN Radio listening to NASCAR news, race car. I don't know if some of you know it or not. I talk about football and basketball and boxing and martial arts and other sports. But I'm also a big fan and supporter of car racing. Ever since I was a little girl, I've always loved car racing. My friends and I, it's illegal, but I'm in the Deep South, and I think car racing is popular all across America. That's like an American pastime. But my friends and I, we grew up loving wild stuff like car racing, street racing and stuff. And we weren't supposed to be street racing and stuff, but supposed to, find a good place where you don't get in trouble. But, a couple of my friends did get in bad accidents growing up as a teen through us participating in drag racing and car racing. But I like NASCAR and, Indy 500 and stuff like that, race car sports and stuff like that. And when I was a little girl, I always loved playing with the race. I love my Barbie dolls and my Tonka trucks and so on. I'm like a sweet, if you see my profile pics, I was a pretty little girl, but I was a tomboy. Heterosexual, yes. But I'm a tomboy. And so as a little girl, I love my pretty stuff, but then I love my crazy and wild antics also. And I love NASCAR and car racing since I was a little girl. My cousins would get my cousins, here's a shout out to my cousin Trent. He's a big Miami Dolphins fan. So he's a long time Miami Dolphins fan. I'm a long time Dallas Cowboys fan. And like I said, we growing up in the Deep South, sometimes it's like a tradition that we grew up loving the Saints, and either you choose not to be a Saints fan or not, it just so happened I remain a Saints fan. I think it's good to support the sport leagues that are close to your area or within your area also. But, it surprises me sometimes when I talk to friends who maybe live in D.C. And ironically, instead of them being Redskins fans, they're probably fans of the Cowboys or fans of San Diego. It kind of amazes me when sometimes people are like the opposite. Like, oh, man, I don't care about that team. Or I have friends that live in Miami, and they're like big Patriot fans, They're like rooting for Tom Brady and so on. So that kind of amazes me. But I understand it because we have our favorite teams, my favorite colors and mascots and so on. I'm just going on and on and on. But, I feel like I can talk with my blog, Cousin Shock Entertainment Reports, listening audience about any and everything. I wonder if that's good or bad, because it's just between us, right? Whatever we talk about or, in the near future when, because I am looking at the Sweet Sport, and I thank those that are listening to the live stream line. And if we go overtime, remember, you can call in at 714-409-0614. The other news, you all probably been hearing about it also, but news about Mike Brown now owns most of the Bengals franchise, purchased a minority share of the franchise held by the estate of one of the team's co-founders, Austin Knowlton, and purchased about 30%. For $200 million, so that's something, huh? That's some sports news. But and speaking of the Jackson family, Austin, you all definitely should be following Ruby Jackson's son with her husband, Nate Brown, because you all know I'm a big supporter of Austin. So Austin is preparing to go out on the road and in 2012. So definitely follow him. And subscribe and friend his YouTube channel and visit his website at austinbrown.com because he's preparing to go out on the road and get up close and personal with those who support him and those who want to know more about his music. I mean, if you missed his performance on the Lopez Tonight Show, y'all definitely need to check it out. You know, visit his website. I really miss George Lopez's show, Lopez Tonight. That show was just so awesome. Last night I posted an old performance of Arsenio Hall's show on my Twitter page, my Facebook page, of David Bowie and Al B. Sure. And if you all haven't heard Al B. Sure's song called Silent Night, visit his website, albsure.net, and be sure to listen to him every morning on his website as he plays Secret Garden Slow Jams. Recently, my touch. For some reason, my listening pressure has been disrupted. I don't know why, but I hope it's not messed up this morning because I really want to listen. I'm sure he will be playing some Christmas songs that are just out of this world. And I have a couple requests, too, and if I request my songs, I want to be able to hear the songs. But here we go. Let's talk about holiday cleaning tips. But let me share these links with you all also. You can visit joyholidays.com/holiday_cleaning. Also, you can visit Rodale, rodale.com/green-clean products. You can also visit cleaninginstitute.org. Look for holiday cleaning. And you get tips on holiday cleaning and so on, preparing for if you're inviting people over for party or to eat, or you have guests. And then I will be sharing tips in just a minute from ehow.com, and it will be from how to clean your home for holiday guests. I just have to bust and suds and doing some cleaning, because when I complete the show, I am going to start on my stuffing, the stuffing that I cooked for Thanksgiving. And I hope I have enough time, I'll share the recipe with you all, because that's the first time ever I cooked stuffing. And past few years I've been wanting, I love dressing and stuffing, and I've never cooked it. I love to eat it, but I never cooked it. Yeah, I can cook, you know, I didn't know that, huh? But I thank you, those who that are calling in and listening to the show. Thank you so much. What I was saying is, so my mother was like, okay, well, I found the stuffing recipe, since I had been wanting to cook a stuffing or a dressing, and we already had ordered our Thanksgiving dinner to be cooked, most of it. We cooked some, but we had like a big butterball turkey and some dressing cooked. So she knew I still wanted to cook up stuffing. And so she was like, okay, I found a stuffing recipe. And so I cooked it, and it just turned out spectacular. And like one of my longtime friends, former classmates, Cassandra, happy holidays, Cassandra, Elder Cassandra, dropped by and brought like food galore. And then I shared some of my stuffing with her, and she just loved it. She was like, ooh. She was like, girl, this is good. And so, I mean, she can really cook. She's owned a restaurant before, and so on. And so I'm going to, when I complete the show, I'm going to start cooking my stuffing. And I think I'll share the recipe with you all right now. It's called Holiday Sausage Stuffing. And 12 servings, and the prep time is 20 minutes, and the cook time is 45 minutes. And the ingredients are one package of Johnsonville Italian mild sausage. And some of you probably have already had this. My mother got the recipe from my advertisement, believe it or not. One package of Johnsonville Italian mild sausage. That I used the mild the last time. Christmas stuffing would be the sweet version. Because another man heard me talk about the recipe, and he was like, I've had that stuffing before. He said, but I had it with the sweet sausage instead. And he was like, it was so good. And so this time I'm cooking it with the sweet sausage. And this is the sausage links. Casings removed or one package of Joseph's Italian on natural mild ground sausage. I have the, I'm going to have to remove the casings from it. 12 slices or 1.5 packages of New York brand Texas garlic toast, a half a cup of butter, two medium onions chopped, okay, 2 cups of celery chopped, 1 cup green pepper chopped, 1 teaspoon rubbed sage, 2 eggs lightly beaten, 2 cups of chicken broth and salt and pepper. Okay, here are the directions. Bake the New York brand Texas garlic toast. It could be any type of brand, but, you know, this was to promote a coupon for these products. New York brand Texas garlic toast in a 425-degree Fahrenheit oven for 10 minutes. Cool and cut into 1.5 pieces. Transfer pieces to a bowl. Lower oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. In a large skillet, brown and cook crumbled sausage until no longer pink. Drain, remove from skillet, set aside. In the same skillet, melt butter and saute onion, celery, and green pepper until tender. In a large mixing bowl, combine sausage, vegetable mixture, New York brand Texas garlic toast, which it could be any garlic toast, just make sure it's good toast, and sage. Add eggs and broth, toss gently, salt and pepper to taste. Spoon in a buttered 3 to 4 quart baking dish. Cover with foil and bake at 325 Fahrenheit for 60 minutes. Uncover and bake 10 minutes. Longer or until lightly browned. Check internal temperature with a meat thermometer. It should read 165 Fahrenheit when done. I didn't use a thermometer, but you know, use your thermometer. I just made sure it was cooked because I like my food cooked properly. You know what I'm saying? Only thing I really like raw is sushi because I love me some sushi. Those of you who know me know I love sushi. Delicious, yummy, yummy. Yeah, check it out. I will post that on my Facebook page. And I haven't blogged on my WordPress blog in a minute. I probably will post it on my WordPress.com blog also, which is Culture Shock Entertainment Reports.WordPress.com. KULTUREShOKENTREPORTZ.WordPress.com. So, but I'll post it on my Facebook page definitely and on my blog as soon as possible. But I don't know how much time. We have about 4 minutes, and we will be going over time. Thank you for those that are calling to listen to the show. And what are your wishes for Santa? You know, I just wish for more happiness and a little bit more money. I didn't do any shopping really because I really don't have any money shopping. But I'm just blessed to be here to see the holiday season, and just blessed and I'm just grateful. And my Santa wishes, I guess, would be I need an acoustic. I'm the little girl in me telling Santa what she would like. Because a new acoustic guitar, a new lead guitar, a new mini a new vehicle, a mini SUV, just for my businesses to be successful in 2012. I guess I'm asking that. I'm praying that to God, and for my clothing line and to be successful in school when I started at Vita Institute. But just to have I'm just happy and giddy, and just Santa, whatever you think is needed. I'm just glad to see Christmas and looking forward to seeing 2012. But just, you know, just good relationships and good friendships. And my number one wish is to definitely become legally single, like ASAP. You know, I would love it if I received the news that I was legally single right now. That would be definitely a Christmas present. But we're going to go overtime. So the show will stop live streaming in about 85 seconds. So you want to listen and hear about holiday cleaning tips. I knew I should have started off talking, excuse me, because I guess my throat is itching a little bit. I'm still getting over that cold, and I haven't coughed all morning. Excuse me. I want to talk about the holiday cleaning tips. And the show will stop live streaming in about 59 seconds. So to listen to the tips about how to clean your home for a holiday guest and so on, because some of you might not have guests this weekend, but I don't know about you, but, like, my loved ones and friends and families like to celebrate New Year's Eve, too. I like quiet New Year's Eve. Sometimes I like going to church. Last year, I was at church. Oh, I must wish Merry Christmas to the church that I'm remembering and love. Believe it or not, my resolution was to go to church, like, almost every Sunday this year, and I didn't. That's, like, one of my resolutions that I didn't keep. But I do keep in touch with my church family, and that's Cathedral AME Zion Church, located here in Jackson, Mississippi. So Merry Christmas to Dr. Reverend John C. Evans and his wife, Mary, and his whole family and all the congregation. Also, a lot of my former classmates attend the church I attend to also. And then all the clergy that I come in contact with also. Had an awesome time yesterday morning participating with Evangelist Denise Matthews, formerly known as Vanity, in her church, the intercessory prayer. You can call in and pray with her church Monday through Friday. I'll share that information with you all in the near future. Visit her website, Blame It on Vanity, and you can get more information also. But getting ready to stop live streaming, but call in and listen. And then also you can also listen to the repeat of the show. 714-409-0614 is the number. And I thank you so much, and I wish you a happy, happy, merry, merry Christmas. And now we'll talk more about holiday cleaning tips, but visit those links that I shared. And how to clean your home for holiday guests. It's best advised to start early and to be systematic so that pre-holiday housework is manageable rather than monstrous. This to-do list will help you stay on top of your work. This is from ehow.com, like I mentioned earlier. Things you need would be Dial bathroom cleaner, all-purpose cleaners, carpet and upholstery stain removers, chandelier cleaning fluids, window cleaner, one or two paper towel rolls. The night before and the morning of, number one, should polish your faucets throughout the house. Two, empty your waste baskets and trash cans. Three, remove smudges and smears from fronts of kitchen appliances, such as dishwasher and ovens. Four, clean your bathroom mirrors. And five, clean your bathroom floors. Double-check kitchen floor. Six, launder your bath towels and mats as needed. Put fresh towels, soaps, and mats in bathrooms. Seven, launder your kitchen towels as needed and set out in the kitchen. Make a last-minute check-in of bathrooms to be sure they're pristine. Take care of any surprises such as hair in the drain or toothpaste spills. Nine, clean your kitchen sink. Pay special attention to the rim around the garbage disposer. Ten, straighten house pillows and cushions. And about 2 days ahead, I'm looking at my switchboard. Yeah, my switchboard is on, believe it or not. About 2 days ahead, clean floors in living areas and bedrooms. Two, sweep front sidewalk. Three, remove stains from your carpet and upholstery. Four, clean bathroom sinks, tubs, showers, and toilets. Five, pick up and throw away clutter, including newspapers and toys and excessive knickknacks. Six, wash out trash cans and waste baskets as necessary. Seven, clean microwave oven. Eight, scour the top of stove. Nine, dust, including TV and computer screens, as well as the edges of your picture frames. 3 days to 1 week ahead of your guests arriving or before you entertain people in your home, launder and press tape on bed linens. Two, wash and prep silver, china, and crystal.
3, wash light fixtures and dust ceiling fans. 4, remove cobwebs from corners of walls. 5, clean refrigerator inside and out, including top of exterior. That is the one spot, because when I stand up on a ladder and see the dust on top of the refrigerator, it's like, oh, my God. Because then you wonder, like, tall people come and visit. I'm 5'2.5", 5'3", and they can see, like, the dust on top of the refrigerator. 6, clean the oven. 7, scrub the grungy edges around the dishwasher door. 8, post baseboard and window seals. 9, wash windows. 10, vacuum upholstery. 11, tidy your bookcases. Align books in a straight line near the front of each shelf. Sound like I said shelf. It's kind of spooky if I mess up a word like that. When I talk more, you know, I like to do getting to know me episodes where I talk more about me, because I get a lot of frequently asked questions, or like people like want to know more about me. And there's even people that know me and grew up with me, you know, because we all grew up and develop and we do change, right? And so I get a lot of frequently asked questions. So I like to do episodes about getting to know me, where I talk about me and talk about my perspective regarding certain topics in certain personal and professional situations dealing with my life, because I do often get asked questions. And so the next episode where I talk about getting to know me, I'm going to talk more about my personal life and my perspective on love and romance and my experiences with love and romance and my sexual preference also. My sexual preference is men, are men. I was born heterosexual. Some people, I think, question or, you know, stuff like that. So I answer questions like that. But that would be after the beginning of the year when I had the next show about getting to know me and about my experiences dealing with love. I'm born a romantic, and I love love. I'm not in a romantic relationship with anyone right now. Like I said before, I've been legally married a long time, have no contact with my strange husband, and just looking forward to being legally single. Have always wanted to have, some of you know, I had a son when I was 19 who died soon after birth. He would be like 23 right now. I was like 19. I've always wanted to have more kids, but I never did. My clock is, I'm 43. My clock is ticking along. So, you know, so I talk more and more about my life and my perspective to love and romance and so on. And I'll stop right there about that topic. But I just wanted to let some people know. And then some people do inbox me and send me, you know, inquire privately. And there are people that ask me questions, know me, and ask me stuff in real life. So this is good to have a platform to talk about certain things also, okay? Because, you know, it's good to let people know where you stand in certain situations, right? Okay. But this is a wonderful holiday weekend, and I just send much love out to a lot of my Facebook friends, Vern Maurice, Simone Lee, my tweet friends, my LinkedIn friends, my MySpace friends, my real-life friends. Just wish all of you a happy holiday weekend and week, and a happy new year. If you don't celebrate Christmas or any of the holidays, you definitely celebrate the new year. So happy new year. But I'll be broadcasting Monday. I never know. I might broadcast tomorrow. But I'm definitely broadcasting. I have shows scheduled for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday, New Year's Eve, and so on. So I thank you so much for sharing time with me. I wanted to talk about a little politics with you all today. And because my mom and I talked about politics yesterday. I had asked her of her perspective on candidates and so on. So we'll talk about politics on Monday. And it is a entertainment lifestyle show. But like I said before, my voice is trying to vanish. So excuse me. It's raspy anyway. But like I said before, I mean, the politics are entertaining now. I've always found politics entertaining anyway. I've been a political enthusiast since I was a little girl. But it's just important for us to be educated and know what's going on with all of our candidates. If I were a city president and all the GOP candidates, and also to whoever independents are thinking about getting in the race in the springtime, because there are rumors floating around that independent would get in the race in the spring. I just thank you all, and Santa, I hope you heard a little bit of my wishes, and I hope you get everything that you've desired. And I've seen some of my duck online friends say today they have everything they want, you know, so they can be naughty now. I've seen one friend say that. She said, I got everything I want, so I guess I can be naughty. So I thought that was rather cute. But I have a very, very fun day today, Christmas Eve, and a fun night and a fun tomorrow. And God willing, spend some time with me on Monday morning at 5:30 a.m. for a little while, if not for the entire show, for just a few minutes, okay? So I thank you so much, and God bless. And again, have a merry, merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and yours from me and my loved ones. Thank you. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth.